For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill, your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I spoke to Minnesota Deputy Commissioner of Agriculture Andrea Vobel. She was recently on a trade trip to the Netherlands. Your program this morning brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. And Andrea gave us a background on why this trip was so important.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I just returned from the Netherlands just late yesterday afternoon. Went to a couple of cities like Amsterdam and Rotterdam and Delft and had some really great meetings. It was on a sort of a business development slash trade mission with Governor Walz and our friends over at the Minister of Trade Office. And I was there representing the agricultural sector, which was, you know, I'm always very proud to do. And, you know, the Netherlands, it's a small country geographically, so there's always a lot of questions about, you know, what our interests are in there. But we really see it as the gateway for U.S. products into the European Union. So they're also the largest importing country within the EU, and we have it's a top EU member destination for U.S. agricultural products. So for us, it's really an opportunity to talk about Minnesota agriculture and why EU member states should really be doing business with us, and particularly from a sustainability perspective. So it was a good chance for us to go over there and make the case.
Vobel talked about what that country is interested in as far as products from Minnesota.
Yeah, it's a wide span. I think, you know, the usual ones in terms of commodities, we've got, you know, soybeans, dairy, animal feed. We also have dry edible beans, ethanol, and some other products. So it's kind of a whole host of things that they're looking to get from the U.S.
Minnesota Deputy Commissioner of Agriculture Andrea Vobel joining us this morning on your Central Minnesota Farm Report. Vobel mentions, too, what makes Minnesota products stand out and why other countries like the Netherlands hold the Minnesota products to a high standard.
100%, you are correct. The EU, as folks know, have, you know, a lot of desires when it comes to the products that they are sourcing around the world. There's a deep concern for sustainability efforts. And so part of our trip was really talking about the leadership that Minnesota has shown and the things that Minnesota farmers are doing in way of conservation and sustainability. And that the products, while, you know, they're also they're quality and they're dependable and something they can rely on, our farmers are doing great things on the land. And so the product that we have to offer is you know, one that's one worth taking a look at. So we did talk a lot about our sustainability efforts from a statewide perspective, things like our Ag Water Quality Certification Program and our work with Soil Health Equipment Grants and some other pieces, and just really making the case that, you know, Minnesota is a place that they'll want to do business with. So we got a really good warm reception from the folks that we met with, whether they were at the Ministry of Agriculture or with the grains, oil seeds, and animal feed sector organizations. There was a lot of just questions and curiosity about the products we have to offer and the things Minnesota farmers are doing.
I mentioned, Vobel, what was the goal of the trip, to lay future groundwork or to actually make some agreements?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. So as you know very well, since the beginning of time, trade is really focused on relationships. And so we've got to be in those markets and make our case face to face. And so this is another opportunity to do that. We did have representation from our state on a USDA mission to Netherlands a couple of years ago. So again, it's really making the case and building those relationships over time. I will say, though, that there's also sort of the trade on the commodity piece, but there's also business development opportunities. So there's Dutch companies who are doing some really innovative, wonderful things that use agricultural feedstocks. And so we really want to make sure that they look at Minnesota as an opportunity for investment there. And so that was part of the work, too, is to talk about the things that Minnesota has to offer when they're looking to the U.S. and looking at investments here in our country.
Vobel talks about their agriculture and what they produce for their consumers and maybe where they fall short. So she describes the necessity to bring in some imported products.
I know they definitely have, they do bring in a lot of imports of agricultural products. They're known, you know, if you go around, their fresh flowers, their tulips, of course, their horticulture sector is vast and impressive. And they've got, you know, dairy and some of those things. But I think really on some of the feed and some of the pieces like dry edible beans and things for animal feed are an important piece of the relationship that they have with Minnesota and the U.S. in general. So there are pieces that they're not necessarily able to domestically produce, and so they are the trade relationships that they build with global markets are important for their people's survival as well.
I mentioned of Abel if there was anything she found interesting on their trade trip.
Ooh, that's a great question. You know, I think it was an interesting time to be abroad, particularly in Europe, just with everything that's happening on a sort of international scale with European relations and some of what has been said at some of the recent Munich Security Conference. So it was a really good view into kind of historic European relations and the importance of keeping and building those relationships and, you know, for a whole host of products and investment and bilateral needs. So I think it was just really interesting to see sort of the view that the Dutch have of Americans, but also of Minnesotans in general. It was also actually pretty chilly there. So, but, you know, they all, it was very chilly for them. But, of course, we Minnesotans felt like it, you know, was somewhat of a little vacation to go over there. So, in terms of the weather. So, you know, I think I was really just overwhelmed and heartened by the reception that we received from the Dutch and their view on Minnesotans in particular and the desire to do business with us.
Minnesota Deputy Commissioner of Agriculture Andrea Vobel joining us. Recent trade trip. Minnesota delegation going to the Netherlands and discussing that trade trip and some of the highlights. And of course, it's all about relationships, and a trip like this goes to fester and build and strengthen a trade partner relationship. Deputy Commissioner of Agriculture Andrea Vobel joining us here this week. It is your Central Minnesota Farm Report every Saturday morning, and it's brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon.